Hair of the tongue that licked you. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before we get a few more charming details from a story we brought to you on the Armstrong and Getty radio show, the fabulously successful Armstrong and Getty radio show and podcast, as more people take it in through podcasts now than ever have before.
I know. It's amazing, the growth. I'm glad we got smart people handling that.
Yeah. Of course, you're listening to a podcast right now if you're hearing this. I was going to the New York Post. While I was looking for the other story, I came across this story. The United Kingdom has banned an ad showing a girl eating cheese while hanging upside down. It's always interesting to me how much less free speechy, just free they are in England compared to us.
The British Commonwealth in general. Canada's just stupid on this stuff, too. Just, I'm so disappointed in my Canucker brothers and sisters. But anyway.
They're less free speech and way more nanny state than we are. And we're screaming that direction every single day. But anyway, you had an ad from some company to, like, little girls at the playground hanging upside down from the soccer goal, like little girls do. Way better than little boys. It's amazing how much better little girls are at your, like, playground gymnastics than the boys. Their cartwheels are effortless. They swing around on the playground equipment, like, by their legs and their hands in a way the boys can't even come close. What is that
you're
all
hanging,
about?
You're hanging, you're twirling, you're swinging. Girls are better.
But a lot of it's just strength and, you know, we've been talking about the whole trans thing. Men in general just are way more, you know, strength, body strength, core strength, all that than girls. But man, the young kids at the park, the girls appear to be way stronger than the boys. Is it ratio of weight? Is that what it is?
I could go into all sorts of crackpot theories. I don't know, honestly.
And it obviously changes at some point, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, in puberty, guys just, you know, explode in terms of size and circulatory system and lungs and just the whole thing.
Anyway, you had this TV ad in Britain.
Here's a question for you. And this is, again, this is a harebrained theory at best. In ancient times, which is like all times on the human timeline, the modern era is a tiny little, you can barely even see it, little tiny part of the timeline. But for all of human history, which was frequently filled with violence and mayhem, a little boy is non-threatening. A man is threatening. And so nature, somehow we adapted to have boys hit puberty later so they wouldn't be snuffed in warfare. I don't know. It just popped into my head. It's probably crazy.
So they had this ad in the UK with a couple of little girls hanging upside down on the soccer goal, and they were eating cheese. I assume it's an ad for cheese. And one girl saying to the other girl, "What do you suppose where food goes when you're hanging upside down?" Which is kind of a funny little kid thing to say.
That is a funny thing to ask, yeah.
But Great Britain banned the ad because it could lead to choking accidents. So, there you go.
I'm so disappointed by that, I can't even form a response.
I know. But the story I wanted to get to, and I was looking up more details because we had this story, woman has tongue replaced by parts of her thigh, and now it grows hair.
Well, as it would.
Which is a very New York Post-y sort of headline. They're trying to hook you with something sensational for something that's actually just more or less a medical miracle. This woman lost her tongue to a certain kind of cancer. They were able to replace it with chunks of her thigh. And she can now talk and eat and live her life. But she did have the consequence of, at some point, her tongue... She felt something on her tongue and realized her tongue was growing hair.
The hairy tongue, yes.
Yeah, she has a hairy tongue, which I don't know if you shave it or narrow it or just let it grow. Let your freak flag fly, man.
Depends on the time of year.
Yeah. You know? So it took a 9-hour operation to replace her tongue with chunks of her thigh, but was successful. It actually works, you know, the hair part aside.
Yeah, you know, I've made it my business to learn as much as I can as a non-scientific doofus about the human body and how it functions and the rest of it. But I don't know that much about the Physiognomy of the human tongue, how it works exactly, and
it's,
I mean, if you're just
disgusting.
I wonder how well she speaks.
No part of the human body, and I'm including everything, looks worse than underside of the tongue. So the tongue is a weird deal.
It's a funky looking region, no doubt, mm-hmm. But it's capable of amazing things. The tongue. I mean, tasting. Speaking, helping you swallow, various, you know, acts of affection. Let's not get all pornographic
various
here, but
acts of affection.
Whistling, you know, it plays a role in whistling.
Does it?
Sure.
I just get it out of the way.
No, I'm talking about whistling.
Oh, I can't.
You have to have the correct shape of your tongue to do that.
I've never been able to do that. What do you do to your tongue to make that happen? Curl it?
Yeah, you curl it over, the tip curls over, and then you make kind of a bowl out of it. You know what I mean? You can make your tongue kind of bowl shape. Yeah. Here's one thing I can't do, though. I cannot roll my tongue. I'm part of the genetically addled percentage of the population. I can't roll it into a tube.
Really?
Yeah.
But you can whistle like that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So does it get in the way of your various acts of affection, the fact that you can do some of those things?
Well, obviously, no. I've worked around it. I've developed workarounds.
But it might have been an unsatisfactory event that led to the kids. I don't know.
This is improper at best and uncomfortable. Do you use your tubular tongue to administer various treatments?
Acts of affection?
I would think not.
I don't know.
I would think not.
I'd tell you what, if it grew hair, it would be less sexy.
Yeah, well.
You!
I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots!
Wow. Wow. Saddam Hussein there. Or Elvis Presley.
The best Elvis clip of all time. I'll pull your hairy tongue out by the roots.
That's not what he said. Pilled up Elvis, haranguing the poor, terrified oldsters in Las Vegas.
Crazy. Anyway, the point was, it's a medical miracle. 9-hour operation. The woman's tongue works fine, and hair aside.
Oh, speaking of Las Vegas, there's a new like zillion part. I guess it's a podcast, I think, about Siegfried and Roy. Trying to figure out exactly what happened with the damn tiger.
The gay lion tamers.
Yeah, tigers, but well, a variety of large jungle cats.
They're both passed away, right? One of them by a tiger, the other one by natural causes.
Well, the one who was quote-unquote eaten by a tiger died of the after effects of that several years later, and the other one from cancer, I believe. But, yes, Siegfried and Roy are no longer with us. Their career was quite astonishing. Did you know that they both had alcoholic, abusive fathers?
No.
Who were former Nazi soldiers?
No.
And both were so scarred by their experiences, they ended up being crappy dads.
The only way they could compensate for it was by teaching tigers to dance on their hind legs.
Well, no, not per se. They both sought refuge in magic and that sort of thing as a way to, you know, kind of get away from their abusive upbringings. Huh. They met each other. Speaking of abuse, there is one chapter of the podcast that deals specifically with the treatment of the animals, and it is said to be rather troubling.
Oh, really?
Of course it is. It's got to be. Yeah. You got wild beasts performing on stages in Las Vegas. Like Elvis Presley, it ultimately made them crazy.
I'm kind of intrigued by that.
Yeah, but I haven't listened to the whole thing.
So, like, they're talking to people that were, like, on the inside and are now willing to speak honestly? Or?
Like, everybody. Yeah, it's exhaustive. I read an article about it. I haven't listened to it.
Like that guy, you know, fed the tigers. That guy got the stools ready. That guy compiled all the glitter. It was apparently necessary.
And, of course, the one guy was the head tiger shit scooper. And then his assistants.
Somebody had to frost all that hair on Siegfried and Roy. I mean, it was
something. Well, right. They were mind-bogglingly wealthy, too. They did two shows a night. Every damn one of them sold out for like 20 years.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
That's something.
Vegas prices. Yeah.
And can't take that money with you when the tiger eats you. Doesn't do you any good at that point.
Well, right. I wish more bands would do the Vegas residency thing. If you want to go see the band, you picked out a date that worked for you. Who is Will Smith?
Aerosmith is, right?
Aerosmith.
Are they doing it right now, or they just announced
it? If you go to see Will Smith and you get Aerosmith, really, or vice versa, you're going to be disappointed. But I like that idea. Instead of waiting for them to come to your town, turns out it's a freaking Tuesday night, and you have a commitment. You think, all right, my favorite band's going to be in Vegas for 6 weeks. Let's go. I love that idea.
Good for them. Good for you.
Of course, you know, I got a few bucks. If you're young and poor, then that doesn't make as much sense for you, I guess. But, yeah, I love that. I love that idea. Ain't done it yet, but I'm a-fixin' to.
Well, I got to go shave my tongue. I think we're done here, Michael.
You ever burn your tongue, the taste buds, on
did
hot
it today.
Soup?
It I did hurts. It today on my coffee. I started my day that way. It was so disappointing because as soon as you do that, you realize I'm not going to taste anything for like the next 2 days because of this stupid mistake.
Wow. I guess that's it.